Current News. I'm John Scott. 11,000 fewer people applied for unemployment insurance last week.
Overall, 1.8 million people were on unemployment during the week that ended March 30th. For the whole month of March, employers added a surprising 303,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8%. Many economists thought we might fall into a recession this year, but there are plenty of jobs and the economy has held up better than expected, thanks to strong consumer spending. Though layoffs remain at low levels, companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. I'm Rita Foley.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, addressing U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol, he was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific and deep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Also at SRNNews.com, former football star O.J. Simpson has died of cancer. He was 76. He died Wednesday in Las Vegas. Ukraine reporting more Russian attacks on the country's energy infrastructure, as well as deadly attacks on civilian targets. The targeting of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, capturing the attention of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency.
The IAEA, which has a small team at Zaporizhia, said drones hit a reactor building three times on Sunday, endangering nuclear safety. The IAEA hasn't blamed either Russia or Ukraine for the drone strikes, but its Director General, Rafael Grossi, said the attacks were reckless and must stop. Whoever is behind them, he said, was playing with fire.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. The Dow ahead 126 points and the Nasdaq up 277. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is immediate. World Netball is following the example of other international governing bodies. This is SRN News. Interest rates in Europe are saying that they are the world's central banks continue to wrestle with when to cut interest rates.
The European Central Bank is leaving its key interest rate benchmark unchanged, choosing to wait for confirmation that rapidly receding inflation is firmly under control before cutting rates to support an economy that's struggling to grow. The bank's rate-setting council says in its post-decision statement that most measures of underlying inflation are easing, but domestic price pressures are strong and are keeping services price inflation high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China announcing rare sanctions against two U.S. defense companies over what it calls their support for arms sales to Taiwan. The announcement freezes the assets of General Atomics Aeronautical Systems and General Dynamics Land Systems held within China. More details at SRNNews.com.